Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Here we go. First snowfall of the season. Not too shabby out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I roll in on 470 all the way in from Little Fun. I will say, you know, closer to the Kipling and Wads exits and all that, it's dicey.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely dicey. Very thick. It kind of just butts up right there against the foothills, you know, and just settles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first word I said when I was backing out of my garage this morning was the F word.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And it was like, here we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, threw it into all-wheel drive and away I went.
I know. I'm so glad I have that snow button.
Yes. Snow button's a game changer.
Yes. Snow button. I looked out my window at like, woke up at like 12:30 and I looked out my window last night and I was like, It's not too bad. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, a little bit worse. I thought it was going to be pretty, you know, treacherous coming in today. And it was. I got brand new brakes and tires last week.
Yeah.
So my stuff is brand spanking new. And I still was sliding around a little bit coming in. So
really? It's
wet, packed snow out there. So drive slow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we love our people who are running the plows.
Oh,
the big
absolutely.
Boys. But when you get stuck behind them on 470, going 20 miles an hour all the way in.
The worst.
I was like, come on!
I'm sure that word came out a couple more times.
Yeah. Come on! And I got stuck like directly behind them, okay? So there's two of them there in tandem.
Oh, gosh.
Giving it hell. And I think I had 4 or 5, I think, counted mini strokes because of all the lights. I mean, I don't know what they've done to these big plows, but they've added more lights to them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a straight up strobe show right in my face all the way in this morning.
I sent Nicole a message like,
hey, if you don't hear from me, I might have stroked out and I might be in a ditch somewhere.
Jeremy's just waiting for the beat to drop.
Yeah. I was like, gosh, it's a good thing I'm not on ecstasy
right now. Well,
actually,
yeah, because you're coming into work.
Well, that's
Side note, I've never done ecstasy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was pretty trippy. And I will say, I had two cases of people fly up on me, ride my rear end, and then cut over and then try to get around the plows. And guess what?
They probably spun out a little.
Two Dodge Ram pickup trucks.
Oh.
Each of them were Rams. And it just goes along with my theory that anyone that drives a BMW or a Ram truck is an a-hole on the road.
Yeah.
It was two Rams that came right up on me. Back and forth, and going around me. And I was like, geez, you can't even see the road in some spots.
And I mean, there's no traffic at that point. Like, why are you in such
a
hurry?
It was like just me right up on me. Ram drivers are jerks.
Yeah.
All day long, they're jerks. Anyway, so be careful out there. Leave yourself a little extra time. I think all the major schools and everything's still open this morning, so have at it, kiddos. I was sending Katie Cat some pictures of my fish last night.
Looks so good, too.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
That seasoning I used on there.
It's like a taco seasoning you put on it.
It was a taco blend with lime and ancho chili, and I threw it all over the fish, baked it up, and then we chopped it up and made, like, fish tacos.
Oh, so good.
I did
an
avocado salsa on them. I'm a regular Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
and, man, it was tasty. Tasty, tasty. And then that was on the heels of me sending you the picture of my crockpot stroganoff yesterday, too.
You're sending me all kind of food pics. I'm like, well, he gets me.
Did you get any of that? Yeah. Did you get any of the food?
She doesn't
eat it.
Nope. Yeah.
No, I didn't get any food.
She doesn't eat it. Look at her. She doesn't eat it.
Wait a minute. I've been running. Okay.
Well, yeah. Never mind. My apologies. And then you had some fun yesterday out and about too, didn't you?
Well, I have been decorating my house, like my apartment. It's just is it Christmassy in my apartment. And I love it. It is so festive. I see why people want to decorate before December 1st now. I guess it's just been a while since I've been able to do it. But I got all my stuff up. And I'm telling you, I went home yesterday and I walked in and seen the lights in my apartment instantly made me smile. Like it
you had a twinkle smile,
so
didn't
happy.
You?
Happy. It made me so happy. And I'm like, I think this is such a good way to ring in this type of year or this time of year. And so I was still waiting. My Christmas tree, I had it up and it was the pre-lit one and everything, but I hadn't decorated it yet. Mm-hmm. And I still needed a tree skirt and a star. So yesterday,
two kind of big things.
There
that
are
you
big
need.
Things for that tree. So I wandered on over to a store yesterday to get some stuff. And I was looking for tree skirts. And I don't know if you guys have ever searched for a tree skirt. But
you know, Katie, I can't say I've ever gathered my buddies up and went out on a Friday night and said, fellas, let's go look at tree skirts.
Not a thing for you?
Can't say that I've done that.
Well, let
Katie,
me just tell you, lobby. You might get a little bit of a sticker shock because I'm like, why does a tree skirt cost $45? I don't pay that much for my own skirts. Like,
where was this at?
Crazy. It was at Target, but this is not the only one. I went to multiple stores, and the tree skirts were all like starting at $25 and going up to like $85 for a tree skirt. I'm like, it goes on the bottom, though.
Did you check the Zahn?
Presents go over it. I am not ordering from the Zahn because of my last thing that happened. No, but I
pick out what you want, and I can order it for you on 2-day shipping. And my credit card works.
My credit card works.
And I'll get it to you.
And
you can maybe Venmo me. I don't know. Does that work for you?
But I'm fine over here, okay? But what I meant is the tree skirt, like, I was really going to buy $25 for a really kind of homely tree skirt. It looked like a dog bed. I'm like, is it? I don't like this at all. It was all furry and fluffy. I was like.
But again, with your logic, like, who cares? It just gets covered with presents.
It does, but paying $25 for that, I was like, no, thank you. So you know what I did? And this is where it's a pro tip. And I want to tell people.
An old
they
sheet?
Have, no, they have, well, I almost went there, but
why
I was
not?
Like, I still want it to look nice, okay. Right? So I went over to the Christmas section there, and they have all their candles and throw blankets for $15, and they're
like
all
a snowflake
fluffy,
little...
and they're so pretty. The tree skirts were ugly, and there were like 7 of them that you got to choose from, and they all had like really plain patterns that were not festive at all. And so I went over to the Christmas section, and again, all the throw blankets, I was like,
brilliant!
Wait a minute.
$15. This is brilliant.
I got a really pretty throw blanket that had a bunch of like hollies on it. Okay. So green and red. I could show it to you on my tree skirt.
You don't have
on
to.
My picture. But I was just so proud of myself. I was just like,
this
you
is
really
like
a
Pinterest
a
moment.
You did a thing today.
This is like a Martha Stewart, Joanne from Chip and Joanna.
The Joanna lady.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This is something you need to get on a blog about.
I was very proud of myself.
You
I
need
like...
to start a mommy blog, and this will be your first post.
Let me tell you about your tree skirt.
And not only that, like, not only did you save money and it looks good, like, you'll be able to use a blanket, too,
I know.
When you're done.
Yeah,
you
like,
take
this
the tree
thing,
you can still use that in January and February.
I can still use
February.
That blanket, exactly. No, I really was proud of myself for that move, so I wanted to share it with you.
That's really awesome.
Smart.
Really
smart,
nice.
Katie.
Really
it's
good.
It's very rare you guys say that to me, so.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
I know, yeah.